12,000 text messages a day.
A day.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you send 12,000 text messages a day, how many leads does that bring in typically?
So for the month, we're at 80 leads from Smarter Contact. And I'm going off of memory here. I hope I don't get this wrong. 50 from Batch.
That's like per month?
So yeah. So we're generating about 250 to 260 leads. Now, mind you, these are cold, warm, or hot leads from
garbage
Batch,
or right, whatever. Right. Yeah. So it's like 250.
Right. And then out of those 250, right, I would say about 40% of them are either hot or warm. Okay. And then from there, we're closing a good 3 contracts a month from texting.
Okay. So you'll close about like a 1%.
Yeah. 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 1 to 2%. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not very high, but it's the only way we're able to do. And now, mind you, there are some that fall through the crack. Yeah. Now we're starting to take on, you know, we have a whole listing department that's starting to take on a lot of those listings. So one thing that we made a mistake with last quarter is we weren't converting a lot of them to listings. Yeah. So when they would say no to a cash offer, we would just walk. So now we're converting those to listings. So we have a full-time listing agent and he's doing, dude, he's crushing it. He's doing like 3 or 4 listings a month from it. Okay. So on average, we're doing 6 deals just from texting. We're talking about 3 from for wholesale and then 3 from the listing side.
Okay. And then what other marketing avenues do you have?
Then we have PPC.
Okay, so let's break that down.
And now I run all of PPC. So one thing that is different, I don't think we've talked about. So we've tried all these different type of PPC companies,
agencies,
right?
Yeah.
And I...
and they're all thieves.
Dude, I've gotten...
they try to make it sound like it's this hieroglyphic, like complicated algorithm when it's like, okay, Target, SoCal.
Insane. Yeah. So I finally learned it. I said, screw it. I spent 3 months deep dive. I would spend my nights and weekends just learning it.
Yeah.
I finally learned it. Now I run our own campaigns. I do everything. I got our cost per click down where I think we're at $37 cost per click. And we're doing a good 4 deals a month from PPC.
How much do you spend?
Right now, we just upped it to 42,000. Just upped it to 42.
A month?
A month.
Yeah. Holy.
And then we're going to go to 50. Starting January 1st. So, I'm sorry, March 1st.
So $42,000 a month on PPC.
$42,000 a month
on PPC. And you, just for a click, just for someone to click on it, it's $37?
$37 just for them to click.
What's like the cost per lead?
Cost per lead is like 500.
Okay, so that's not that bad.
No, it's not too bad.
Yeah.
It's not too bad. It works out. It works out. I mean, mind you, a lot of those leads are garbage, right? We have, and that's one thing I'm working on right now. You sleazy little wholesalers out there, you sleazy little real estate agents
they
are out there clicking
crap
on my DM.
Oh,
and I can see
so
them. I can see
funny
where your little IP address is. You can't hide from me, you little guy. You can't hide from me.
Yeah, I know. Used to do that when I didn't like someone.
Yeah, no. And we, a lot of people.
I was petty as hell.
Dude, and I see them. I see they're all coming from one location. So I got to shut down that location, right?
Oh,
so anybody
really?
Running PPC, guys, go to clickseize.com. Clickseize allows you to be able to pretty much stop any VPNs, number one, able to stop anything that comes out of the United States. So I'm able to put on there, if you are not searching in the United States, it automatically blocks you.
Okay,
right. And then if you go on the site for more than 2 times without doing anything, you automatically get blocked also. Because I just got to be able to, if not, dude, our cost per click at one point was $60 because people were just messing with us.
I know.
And then what's crazy is with the other companies, it was like $72 a cost per click. And they thought that was good.
Yeah. That's insane.
It's insane. That's double.
So, so $42,000 a month. And you said how many, you said 3 deals a month, typically?
3 to 4 deals a month. Yeah.
What's the average PPC deal profit?
30 grand.
30 grand.
Right now. We're working to get that higher.
Got it.
Nick's probably going to get mad at me. He's like, it's 35. I think we were at 30 before I left, but then we have a banger coming in and that'll bring us up.
Okay. So $30, man, that's crazy. Okay. So you do PPC text messaging. What else?
The next that we do is mailers.
Okay.
So we're doing the check mailers.
Okay.
Right.
And those are
doing great.
Yeah.
We started those with Chuck.
Okay.
And those are doing very well.
How long have you been doing that?
2 months.
Okay. So you just started.
We just started doing that.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we get a lot of referrals, dude. You know, so you guys, I try to be like this, this guru, right?
Yeah.
We talked about like the guru. Group,
yeah.
Right. I tried to like, you know, create a little podcast, right?
Yeah.
I started to help a bunch of agents and
it
was cool. It doesn't make any money, by the way. You guys don't make any money, but we are getting our deals. So we're doing a lot of JV deals, dude.
A lot of
referral deals that are coming to our table. That
you
have always
been
helped
doing that for a while. I feel like you guys have dominated that.
The podcast just helped a little bit.
Yeah,
but it also took a lot of time away from me and the company.
Yeah,
like we lost. You know, I'll be fully transparent. We lost 2 years because I wanted to be a guru.
What do you mean lost 2 years?
We lost 2 years of a real stride because I wasn't focused on the company and I was so focused on growing a personal brand,
yeah,
and podcasts,
yeah,
trying to be somebody that I wasn't fully that person yet.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a good learning lesson.
Yeah, we could talk about that next. So is there any other things that you were going through or that you're doing marketing-wise? So PPC, text, so pretty much PPC, text messaging, and referrals.
Yeah.
Okay.
We were doing cold calling. We stopped cold calling. We stopped cold calling about a year ago. And then we're going into commercials.
So
commercials is the next thing. And I, again, I'm learning that all on my own. I hired somebody. We will be the biggest company in Southern California that has all of our marketing in-house.
I love it.
Right? Because if I can do that, I can control the cost per lead, right? Which then will bring up the other side.
What about let's talk about the referral business. How do you find new wholesalers and agents to work with?
It's all through Instagram. All through Instagram.
But what do you do? Are you on there searching and you're just
They're finding us, dude, which is kind of crazy. They're finding us. We put out a video, Timmy would put out a video of me talking about text messaging, and then we'll have some guys respond, hey, how do you do this? And I'll help them. I'll give them, some free stuff, and I'll be like, but if you come across a deal, send it to us.
Yeah.
Right. And then we're noticing a lot from that. And then agents that we've worked with, that you and I have worked with in the past.
Yeah.
I also go to offices. So EXP always has me out. I'll go talk at four or five different offices, throughout the month and let them all know. And I give a lot of stuff away for free. I teach them how to go run data. I teach them how to text message. And I go, however, if you guys come across a deal, just bring it to us.
Where do you get data from?
Property Radar and Batch Leads.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And then that's old school. You're just consistent as hell. I used to use Property Radar.
I love Property Radar.
It's good data.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have your other, big data companies.
Yeah.
And they're good too. We've tried them, we've spent hundreds and thousands of dollars with these companies, right?
Yeah.
And it's good, but nothing beats the data I go in and aggregate throughout the night.
Yeah.
That's the best data.
What about where are you doing all this marketing? Is it all Southern California?
All Southern California.
From where? Are you going to San Diego, to San Francisco, or what markets?
Oceanside, Carlsbad, all the way up to Orange County, Inland Empire, so San Bernardino County, Riverside County, Orange County, and then just the tri-cities of San Diego. We're not deep San Diego.
Got it.
Yeah. And then we're really not LA either.
Yeah.
If we get LA, it's Lakewood, Cerritos. And for those of you that don't know LA, that's borderline LA, Orange County.
Yeah.
Right. With commercials that are launching, we're going to have no choice but to go into LA, which is going to be interesting. I lost a shit ton of money in LA. So because of that, we pulled out.
Scared.
But I'm scared.
You're scared. I'm scared of Joshua Tree. So I get it. And people hit me up. Hey, I got a deal on Joshua Tree. I'm like, go F yourself and your family. Don't ever call me and say Joshua Tree.